Attack dogs of war. Once again, Israel is in a rage, bombing a weaker Arab neighbor, one that would be hard-pressed to face the most powerful armed force in the Middle East. And once again, the U.S. playing the unconvincing role of neutrality, arms and shields one side, using the dual weapons of war and words to batter and pummel the other. In the American mind, especially after 9/11, to be Arab, as the Palestinians are, is the media equivalent of evil. And ipso facto, the Israelis must be good. And so the corporate media plays it as drama. But Israel is no David here. They are Goliath, armed to the teeth, bristling in armor, and able to whip anybody in the neighborhood. In fact, they are the Middle East's only nuclear power, although undeclared. Palestine, embattled Palestine, is like prey before a hyena, and the U.S. is dousing the prey with barbecue sauce. The U.S. is Israel's greatest enabler and sends over $5 billion a year to keep their military in shape. Israel has the 10th most powerful army on earth. They have 3,501 battle tanks and almost 400 fighter jets and military aircraft. They have over 175,000 active troops. This is Goliath on steroids. And guess who the U.S. empire is supporting? Not Gaza. Gaza, about the size of Detroit, with double its population plus, has been occupied by Israel since 1967. And Israeli power controls and limits its economy, the movement of its population, its water, and its contacts with foreigners. Some have called Gaza and the West Bank little more than open-air prisons. The jailer? Israel, with U.S. assistance. When this war is over, and perhaps thousands are dead, the peace that emerges will be a false peace, nothing but a prelude to the next war. From imprisoned nations, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.